get looking around and think to yourself, some folks are very wise and some are otherwise.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My granddaughter wanted me to read her the story of Aladdin, so I did. Now, I love to insert things into stories and take the kids by surprise. When Aladdin first encounters the genie, I told her the very first genie joke she's ever heard. I had Aladdin say, "My first wish? I want a fur coat." The genie asks, "What fur?" Aladdin says, "Fur to keep me warm, that's what fur." My granddaughter wrinkled her nose, looked at me, and snickered. She's 4, but I think she came very close to getting the joke. She said, "Bumpa, you're funny. I'm going to keep you." I think that's the kindest thing I've heard in years. Well, here are 3 of my favorite genie jokes. I hope you haven't heard more than about 1 or 2 of them. A man rubbed a lamp, a genie popped out, and asked him for a wish. "I want the ladies to love me," he said. So he turned into a chocolate bar. 2nd genie joke. An older couple was celebrating their 35th anniversary walking on a beach. Suddenly, the husband tripped over a bottle and a genie popped out. "You can each have 1 wish," said the genie. The wife said, "I'd like to travel the world with my dear hubby." Boom! Everywhere, first class tickets. The husband said, "I would like to be married to someone half my age." Poof! He was 112. That is justice, my friends. Time for 1 more, an oldie but a goodie. A genie appeared to a Vancouver man and offered to grant just 1 wish. The man said, "I wish you'd build a bridge from here to Hawaii so I could drive there anytime." Well, the genie frowned. "I don't know," he said. "It sounds like quite an undertaking. I mean, just think of the logistics. The sheer volume of concrete and steel is prohibitive. Pick something else." The man said, "Okay, I wish for a complete understanding of women." The genie scratched his head. "So," he said, "how many lanes do you want on that bridge?" Well, if you had just 1 wish, what would it be? One night after King Solomon, David's son, had been worshiping, God came to him in a dream. "What do you want? Ask and I will give it to you." Imagine, this is no fictional genie. This is our all-powerful God. Solomon replied, "I am like a little child who doesn't know his way around. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong." What a response. 1 Kings tells us what God said. "Because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you a wise and understanding heart such as no one else has had or ever will have. And I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame and a long life." Of course, the rest is history. You know, I just read an article that estimates Solomon's net worth at $2 trillion. Better still, though far from perfect, Solomon ruled with wisdom. His people were in awe of the king, the Bible says, for they saw the wisdom God had given him for rendering justice. What do you wish for today? Will it last? Will it make this world a better place? Will it please God? Years ago, an acquaintance lost his son to muscular dystrophy. Before he died, a friend wheeled him through a mall, stopped and asked, "If you had just 1 wish, what would it be?" He answered, "Nothing. I've got Jesus. I've a mom and dad who love me, and I've got friends like you to push me over the speed bumps." Then smiling, he said, "Besides, I know where I'm going, and there ain't no wheelchairs there." That is wisdom. That's perspective. That's awesome. May we walk in wisdom today.
Have you read the latest issue of Truth and Life magazine yet? Truth and Life is a free publication from Laugh Again and Back to the Bible Canada. Each issue brings insightful, biblically-based articles featuring Phil Calloway and other ministry guests. Plus, you'll get an inside look at all of our ministry activities. Subscribe today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.